June's Journey is a fascinating hidden object mystery gaming app where you'll play as June Parker, tasked with a daunting obligation: solve your sister's murder. Set in the 1920s, the era of glitz and glam, this family mystery is one for the ages. Everyone's a suspect until your investigation determines otherwise. The clues are all around you, hidden within tricky twists and turns. You'll collect detailed information about each character in your photo album, where you'll comb over every detail. You can even join a detectives club to chat and play with others or against them in the detectives league. With hundreds of puzzles to solve, you should probably get started today. Discover your inner detective when you download June's Journey for free today on iOS and Android.
What happened to Gabby?
The shocking police report just revealed.
She slapped him. He pushed her. And utter frustration from Gabby's family.
We have no knowledge of him helping in any way.
And Team USA's brave gymnasts go to Washington.
My name is Simone Biles. I am also a survivor of sexual abuse.
They allowed a child molester to go free for more than a year.
Then, not in my store.
No! You cannot just take that!
Shop owner versus shoplifter.
Let go!
And what you need to know about getting the flu shot this year.
If you've got the COVID shot, are you protected from the flu?
Then, Dog the Bounty Hunter exclusive bombshell allegations from his daughters after he refused to invite them to his wedding.
Why do you think you were not invited to the wedding?
And
Hey!
The woman they're calling Hula Hoop Karen.
Are you serious?
And why these people named Karen are fed up.
I feel a little cringy now when I introduce myself.
Plus, Broadway is back. Now, Inside Edition with Deborah Norville.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for joining us. Still no sign of Gabby Petito, who went missing while on a cross-country road trip with her boyfriend, Brian. And now we're learning that last month, police were called for what's been described as a physical altercation between the couple. Stephen Fabian has details.
Gabby Petito and her boyfriend had a physical altercation during the cross-country trip that ended in her mysterious disappearance. Cops were called to a grocery store in Moab, Utah on August 12th to break up an argument between Brian Laundry and Gabby. Brian told Gabby to take a walk to calm down, according to a police report. She didn't want to be separated from the male. Gabby began slapping him. Then Brian grabbed her face and pushed her back. Gabby was crying the entire time, and police described it as more of a mental, emotional health break than a domestic assault. Cops say Gabby and Brian were ordered to spend the night apart till things cooled down. Today, Gabby's distraught family is denouncing her boyfriend. The one person that can help find Gabby refuses to help, her family says. They add Brian left Gabby in the wilderness with grizzly bears and wolves while he sits in the comfort of his home.
We have no knowledge of him helping in any way.
I spoke today to Gabby's stepfather, James Schmidt, who has flown from the family home in Blue Point, New York, to the outskirts of Grand Teton National Park in Wyoming, her last known whereabouts.
Can't he just say where he saw her last?
I wouldn't know why he wouldn't want to do that.
Inside Edition reporter Allison Hall spoke to Gabby's mom, Nicole Schmidt, on the phone today.
What do you have to say to Brian and the Laundry family?
Brian, we need you to talk to us. We need you to tell us what you know. Just please communicate. That's all I'm asking. The one person who can help the most is not talking.
The big heat on Laundry is intense and growing.
Time is of the essence. If you're a father, you want to go find your child.
Absolutely.
And without any answers, you don't even know where to go.
Today, cops in Northport, Florida, where Laundry lives with his parents, released photos of the van that he and Gabby lived in on their cross-country road trip. The van is now in police custody, and for the first time, police officially called him a person of interest in the disappearance.
We're just pleading with him at this point to please speak with us. We need to understand those details, you know. They put out a release yesterday saying they remain in the background. That is not good enough.
An attorney for Brian Laundry sent us a statement today saying that his client will continue to remain silent on the advice of his legal counsel. It was an emotional scene in Washington today as the most famous gymnast in America testified about the abuse they endured at the hands of Dr. Larry Nassar. They are furious about the way the FBI handled their complaints and they're on a mission to stop other predators.
A shower of support descended on America's beloved Olympic gymnasts. Michaela Maruni, Ali Reisman, and the greatest of all, Simone Biles, gave brave testimony before the U.S. Senate today. They all gave heartbreaking accounts of the abuse they suffered at the hands of the disgraced Team USA doctor, Larry Nassar, and denounced the FBI for botching the case.
I am also a survivor of sexual abuse.
Biles testified first and dissolved into tears.
To be clear, I blame Larry Nassar, and I also blame an entire system that enabled and perpetrated his abuse.
Michaela dabbed her eyes as she listened to her teammates. When it was her turn to testify, she was graphic in detail.
I was naked, completely alone, with him on top of me.
She said she told her story to an FBI agent, but he never followed through and downplayed the allegation.
They chose to lie about what I said and protect a serial child molester rather than protect not only me, but countless others. Let's be honest. By not taking immediate action from my report, they allowed a child molester to go free for more than a year.
Ali Reisman said she was outraged at the inaction of government.
It was like serving innocent children up to a pedophile on a silver platter.
The brave young women held hands and stoically left the hearing room. Later, they appeared at a news conference.
Hopefully today will be a day that effectuates real meaningful change, and hopefully we'll continue to get answers and people will be held accountable.
Folks, that's what courage looks like. The director of the FBI says the actions of the agents who botched the investigation are inexcusable, adding that one of them no longer works for the Bureau. Other news today, we've told you about the shoplifting crisis affecting a number of cities around the country. Well, it happened again, only this time the shop owner wasn't having it, and she fought back.
A brazen crime caught on cell phone as a boutique owner confronts a would-be shoplifter.
Will you please leave?
The incident happened inside a clothing store in Baton Rouge as the owner defends her business.
No! 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 You cannot just take that!
Move it!
This is a small business!
Things escalate as the would-be shoplifter finally drops some of the merchandise, and then they head outside.
It was a hustle all the way out the door, but I got every single thing back. So it was $650 worth of stuff.
As the would-be shoplifter walks away, the owner makes a stern warning.
This is a small business. My hard-earned money.
I'm sorry.
Don't ever come back or I'm calling the police.
I went with my gut in that situation, and it turned out okay.
Abby says she is now putting in security cameras. Health experts say October is the best time to get your flu shot, but what is the best way to get it? With a COVID booster or sometime after? Dr. Oz spoke with Megan Alexander to get some answers to the questions that everybody's got.
The flu is expected to make a major comeback this year. Health officials warn we could have a twindemic, the flu plus COVID, and they're recommending flu shots for everyone.
We're going to do the left shoulder.
But millions of Americans just got the COVID vaccine. Do we really need both? We asked Dr. Oz.
If you've got the COVID shot, are you protected from the flu?
The COVID shot protects you really, really effectively against the COVID virus, but doesn't give you any benefit to the flu virus. So if you want to get that extra protection, you need to get a flu shot.
Jim Murray stopped by a CVS in Los Angeles to get his flu shot. All the major pharmacy chains are administering them, and they're free with most health insurance plans. No appointment necessary. But with the COVID booster shots expected to roll out soon, some are wondering, can you get both the booster and the flu shot at the same time? The CDC says yes.
So I can do this and get a booster if I needed to?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah, so we can do that same time, same day if you like.
But Dr. Oz says, in his opinion, it's better to wait.
I would not get them at the same time. That's a science experiment. You know, each of these has been studied by itself, but not at the same time. So why torture your body? Get your COVID shot first, then wait a couple weeks. Once you've recovered fully and feel great, then get your flu shot.
If you've gotten the COVID vaccine and then you get the flu shot, are the side effects any worse?
We don't believe there's any incremental side effects if you get the COVID vaccine first and then the flu shot a few weeks later. The flu shot's a pretty benign vaccine. It's been given for many years.
Now a stunning twist in the drama surrounding the once powerful Murdoch family of South Carolina. Cops say that that attack on attorney Alex Murdaugh was planned, an orchestrated hit planned by Murdaugh himself. Amber Cagliano with more on this true life crime story.
Alex Murdaugh, the prominent lawyer who was shot in the head on a desolate South Carolina road 10 days ago, is now reportedly admitting he set the whole thing up.
Do you fully expect that your client is going to be arrested in the near future?
Yes, I think he will be charged.
Attorney Dick Harpootlian appeared on the Today Show to reveal Murdaugh hired a hitman so his surviving son could collect a $10 million life insurance policy.
He was in a dark, dark, dark place and wanted to help his son in any way he could, the remaining son, Buster, in any way he could, and he thought this was the only way he could leave him with anything.
Nancy Grace, host of Fox Nation's Crime Stories, is working on a special on the Murdaugh case airing September 28th.
There was no drive-by shooting of Alex Murdaugh out on some deserted road. Apparently, he staged the whole thing.
Police arrested the alleged hitman, identified as a former client of Murdaugh's named Curtis Smith, and charged him with assisted suicide and insurance fraud. The bullet only grazed Murdaugh's head. Harpootlian says Murdaugh got hooked on opioids following the murders of his wife and other son in June. Harpootlian insists Murdaugh had nothing to do with his wife and son's murder.
Clearly, he is distraught about their deaths. He did not murder them.
Alex Murdaugh's attorney says he believes he knows who committed the murders and says he's sharing that information with police. A lady who just happens to be a hula hoop champion was working out at a local park. Then another woman passed by and unleashed on her. She's the latest Karen, a name that refers to people who bother others just going about their business. Well, real Karens, frankly, have had enough of their name being smeared.
This woman is working out on the monkey bars when an agitated mom passing by confronts her.
Everybody around here can see that you're half naked right there.
The incident happened at a playground in Las Vegas as 43-year-old Getty Kehayova practiced her hula hoop. She was hanging upside down when her shirt slipped down, revealing her midriff and sports bra.
That is so obscene.
Oh my gosh.
I can't believe you're doing this in our neighborhood park.
Things escalated when the woman snatched the hula hoop.
Are you serious? Seriously, I can't.
Don't touch my stuff.
Now the angry woman is being dubbed a Karen. This is just the latest in a long series of incidents involving women caught on camera blowing up at others over seemingly mundane things. Who can forget this so-called Karen, who called the cops about an 8-year-old girl selling water outside her apartment?
Illegally selling water without a permit?
And most notorious of all, Central Park Karen, who made up accusations after a bird watcher asked her to put her dog on a leash.
I'm being threatened by a man in the Ramble. Please send the cops immediately.
But not everyone is okay with the name Karen morphing into a term for white privilege. Just ask the ladies in this support group who are all named Karen.
How many of you are upset by the fact that your name is being used to paint this derogatory picture of people?
It's very awkward having to defend my name, Karen. I have had this name for over 40 years. It's who I am. And I feel a little cringy now when I introduce myself, worried about people's reactions.
Why would I change my name? Because of a few people that have ruined it. And they're not even named Karen.
Their hope is that people will finally stop using the name Karen.
Don't use our names as a scapegoat.
Karen was the third most popular name for girls back in 1965. Last year, it was 831.
Next, Dog the Bounty Hunter exclusive. Bombshell allegations from his daughters after he refused to invite them to his wedding.
Why do you think you were not invited to the wedding?
And get away, Gator.
Get away from me.
Plus, Broadway is back. Inside Edition with Deborah Norville. We'll be right back.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Out of control behavior at the water park.
Put your hands behind your back.
Next, Inside Edition.
What's causing all the chaos?
Is it the monster drinks they're serving?
13 shots in 2 drinks each.
Watch the next Inside Edition.
After losing his wife to cancer, Dog the Bounty Hunter is now remarried to wife number 6. But 2 of his daughters aren't celebrating. They're speaking exclusively with Our Les Trent, saying they weren't invited.
A straight from the shoulder message for Dog the Bounty Hunter from his daughters.
I'm disappointed in you. And my mom would be too, and you know it.
22-year-old Bonnie Chapman and her sister Cecily are estranged from their famous dad. They claim they were cut out of his life after the death of their mother Beth from throat cancer in 2019.
When my mom passed away, my dad pretty much neglected us. He lost his wife. I lost my mother. I lost my life. I lost my house. I lost my job. I lost everything. We lost everything.
They also accuse him of repeatedly cheating on their mom.
How do you know he cheated?
My mom confided in me. My mom confided in us. She loves my father with all of her heart. And she wanted him to change, like we wanted him to change.
The family rift is so deep that they were not invited to his wedding to his 6th wife, Francie, earlier this month. The day before their wedding, Dog and his bride had this to say on Entertainment Tonight.
I'm not going to allow our day to be ruined by this nonsense.
He's in puppy dog love. And that's fine. I want him to be happy. Of course I want him to move on.
Yeah, of course.
But neglecting his life and who he is and his family and his daughters, it's gross.
Bonnie claims she was told they were not invited because of their support for the Black Lives Matter movement.
Why would they disinvite you because you're taking part in Black Lives Matter protests?
I think that my father might have a problem with Black Lives Matter.
Bonnie is currently appearing on The System for the streaming service Unleashed. The show features young activists involved in Black Lives Matter and other causes. Dog Chapman continues dealing with the aftershocks of a racist rant directed at his son Tucker, who was dating a woman of color in 2007.
We use the word sometimes here. I'm not going to take a chance of losing everything I've worked for 30 years because some heard us say.
I'm still to this day disgusted that that even came out of my father's mouth.
Dog Chapman is denying every one of his daughter's bombshell allegations.
It feels like yesterday that we were all a family, we were all working together, we were all doing things together, and it's just not that way anymore.
When we come back, we give our regards to Broadway as it reopens.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
After the pandemic shutdown, Broadway is back.
After 18 long months of silence, the sound of applause is lifting Broadway once again. The crowds went wild as theaters along the Great White Way were filled at 100% capacity last night. Inside Edition digital reporter Lee Sheps had exclusive backstage access as the cast of Chicago prepped for their big night.
It's showtime.
For Broadway stars like Lily S. White, the shutdown felt like forever.
To hear that roar
of the crowd.
It feels good. It feels good to know that theaters are open, that we can give to people what they need. People need the arts.
Audience members had to show proof of vaccination. Masks were mandatory.
I've never felt safer going into a theater. I'm super excited.
Lin-Manuel Miranda celebrated with a sing-along outside the theater where his hit Hamilton is playing.
It's up to you.
From Hamilton to Wicked.
It's good to see me, isn't it?
And The Lion King. The Great White Way has returned in glory.
And it feels so good. When we come back, Hungry Hungry Gator. Finally today, a day of paddleboarding led to a close encounter with a gator.
Shoo, gator, shoo!
Why are you messing with me? Why are you trying to bite me? Huh? What the heck, man?
Vicky Baker was paddleboarding near her home in Ocala, Florida, when an aggressive alligator tried to take a bite out of her board.
Get away from me!
Listen to him hiss.
Oh my God.
You sounded very calm and like you were trying to reason with the gator.
I was really scared to death. They don't approach you. They leave you alone or float next to you and ignore you. I was in shock. Get away from me.
Oh, I'd be taking up a different sport. That's Inside Edition for today. We thank you for watching and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.